Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's morning news interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Mark Kay Show.
The first hour of The Mark Kay Show starts now.
You know, I saw on Twitter, I forgot who tweeted this, but it's a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant idea for Thanksgiving. If you're one of these people that lives in one of these states, and there's a lot of them, where they say not only can you not go out for Thanksgiving, or not only can you not have a gathering of more than eight people at your home for Thanksgiving, not only can you not celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday in your own home with your relatives and your friends and family the way that you want to because of COVID-19 and because of lockdowns and because of this, that, and the other. Somebody said if you live in one of those states where the governor is openly urging police to arrest people and urging citizens to call the police on each other if they see that there are gatherings going on at Thanksgiving. This is happening, by the way. This isn't some make-believe George Orwell novel, or for those of you that don't know who George Orwell is, this is not some Hollywood blockbuster movie starring the Avengers. This is really happening in the United States of America. You have governors that are telling people not only can they not have large gatherings in their private homes on Thanksgiving, but that if they see somebody else having a large gathering in a private home, call the police on those people. And I guess they're urging the police to go out and arrest them or cite them or break it up or I don't know, haul people out of your living room or out of your dining room table with a turkey leg in your hand. Like you know what's going to happen now is Friday, on Black Friday, you're going to turn on the TV and you're going to see tons of body cam video of police officers pulling folks away from the table with like a turkey leg in one hand and a slice of pumpkin pie in the other. And they're going to be like, yeah, why, come on, sir, whatever. And, you know, grandpa's going to be drunk and that's what you're going to see. It used to be we all just turned on the news Black Friday to see the people beating each other up at the Walmart over the large screen TVs. Now it's going to be the people getting hauled away from their dinner tables because they had eight people instead of seven, or they had five people instead of six, or they invited somebody over who doesn't actually live at that address and couldn't prove it. And so the police have to haul them away to the pokey. So I saw somebody on Twitter say, I have this great idea. Here's what you do. If the police show up at your house, you know, they're like, open up, we know that there's 10 of you in there. If the police show up at your house and you say, is there a problem, officer? And they say, do you have people that don't live in this home here with you for Thanksgiving? All you do is say, yes, but I have a written, signed permission slip. And then you take out this, a copy of the U.S. Constitution, and you hand it to them and say, here, I have a signed permission slip allowing me to have my family here at my own home. And I thought it was brilliant. I printed out a bunch of them. So here, let me give you, Josh, here's a couple for you, just in case you need them. But just carry these around with you at all times. And if you're, you know, if the police say, hey, why aren't you wearing a mask today? You can say, oh, I have a signed permission slip from my founding fathers here that says I don't need to wear a mask because I live in the United States of America. And all you have to do is go to the Google, find a copy of it, and you can print off. That's what I did. This is Article 1 right here. You can get one with the signatures if you want. If you want to get the whole document, it's a couple pages. But just carry it around with you. And that would be like, you know, like in the old, like, you know, was it in World War II Germany? You have to carry around your papers so that the Nazis could keep track of you. And now that the Democrats are claiming power in all of these states, and they're basically like Nazis, they're basically saying, hey, what are you doing here? Why are you gathering? Don't you know it's against the law? You shouldn't be out without a mask. You know, they used to make the Jews wear Stars of David so that they could say, hey, we know that you're Jewish. Now they're making people wear masks because they just assume everyone's infected with coronavirus. But you just say, hey, look, here's my papers. It starts off, we, the people of the United States of America, in order to form, and you know the rest of it. But just, I thought that was a genius idea. Josh was just doing like at the strip club where you take the dollar bills, you just, you know what, just pin them, you know, put one in your car. Maybe carry one in your pocket, your briefcase, give them to your kids. So if something happens at school, you know, and the someone at school is like, hey, you can't do that. They can say, oh, yes, here you are. I have a signed permission slip. It's signed by a bunch of old dudes who guaranteed these rights to me and to my family. What's up? Hey, I hope everyone's having a great weekend. Hope everyone's having a great time this weekend or this week so far. We're on a little programming note. We're on a, I guess we're on a much smaller broadcast week than usual.
Right.
Typically, we broadcast 5 days a week live. This week, we're broadcasting
Tuesday,
one.
Thursday, Friday. Yeah, Friday, 5 days.
Yeah, so we're doing one this week. Today. and then after that. After that, we're pretty much done. We've got, tomorrow and Wednesday we're off, and then Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving and Black Friday, we're not broadcasting at all either. But we're going to jam everything we can into today's show. And man, there's so much to jam into today's show. Not just the very, very strict regulations on Thanksgiving celebrations around the country. I mean, here in Florida, we're lucky. We can get together with our family. We can get together and have turkey with as many people as we want. We can go inside or outside or upside down because for whatever reason, our governor remembers that we have rights and that we have individuals and that we need to be responsible citizens. But nonetheless, you know, and this is the other thing. I don't have the full Constitution here. I don't have the Bill of Rights, but there's a lot of, you know, the Bill of Rights states a lot of things. First of all, it gives you, you know, it says you have the right to remain silent. No, wait a minute. That's different. That's the Miranda rights. The Bill of Rights gives you the right, you know, for example, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. And really what they do is they just say Congress shall make no laws to, you know, to negate freedom of the speech or freedom of the press. They will let, you know, you must allow people to carry weapons and things to protect themselves because of the militia and yada, yada, yada. But what people forget about is the unwritten rights that are in the Bill of Rights. And it's just, you know, when you write something down, not only is what you write, what you're writing down, not only is that true, but there's a lot of unwritten rights in the Bill of Rights. For example, Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right to of people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redresses and grievances. Unwritten in that, the First Amendment, is the right to be stupid. You can say dumb things. You can say stupid things. You can say things that are idiotic. If you don't believe me, just go on Twitter for like 5 minutes, and you'll see all the dumb things that people are tweeting. Remind me to tell you what Carl Bernstein tweeted earlier this morning. But you can see all of the dumb things that people are tweeting. You have the right. In addition to freedom of speech, you have the freedom to be stupid. It's guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights. And if you want to go to your home during a pandemic and invite a bunch of people over, you have that right as an American citizen. And they can't take it away from you. They can't take it away from you at all. You know, and that's one of the things that people always forget. You can say and do stupid things. It's 100% your right. As long as it's not against the law, then you're good to go. But again, it says right there, the right of people peaceably to assemble. It's in the First Amendment. And that's something that people are forgetting more and more in this day and age. Now, I know that a lot of people that live in these states are taking drastic action. They're rising up. They're getting together. They're petitioning to have the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, impeached. Not just regular citizens, but there's also a lot of people in the House of Representatives that are thinking it's time for her to go because she's overstepping her boundaries. And with this, with the Joe Biden election or the calling of Joe Biden for the president-elect, they're emboldened by it. They think that they're going to have a national voice that will be backing them up with these mandates and these mandated mask wearing, presidential decrees and whatnot. So they have no problem stepping on your rights because they believe that come January, there will be a president and an administration that will not only allow them to step on your rights, but continue to encourage them to do it. And the only way to stop it is if you, the people, speak up, as is your right, granted to you by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, of which I have several copies right here in my hands. 855-765-1045. We've got to take a quick break. Also, big news going on with the lawsuits and Sidney Powell and what's going on with the legal team and how big is it and what's happening in Georgia. Oh, my gosh. So much exploded over the weekend. We'll try to get into that here in just a minute. Plus, we have some of your phone calls coming up here in just a minute, some open mic messages, a bunch of people that I don't know if we want to shout them out or if we just want to I don't even know what we would call it. But there's a lot of stuff going on with protests and you know, not so silent protests on Twitter that I think are ridiculous. And we may have to do something something about that, too. So stay tuned. Whatever you do, don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right where you are. This is The Marque Show. We'll be right back. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045 is our number if you're trying to get through. Man, we have a ton of people already on the phone. We're going to get you guys here in just a minute. And I know a lot of people are curious about what's happening in Georgia, what's going on with Sidney Powell, what's going on with the legal team. There was yesterday, I guess we'll jump in with this. There was yesterday a quizzical campaign statement from the Trump-Pence 2020 campaign. And I get, you know, I sign up for emails all the time. I sign up for emails for basically every candidate. For a long time, I was getting emails for Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. I was getting emails for Pete Buttigieg. I was getting emails from everybody. And I still now get emails from the Trump campaign and the Biden campaign, because those are the only two campaigns really that are left. And the Trump campaign yesterday released a statement that said, Trump campaign statement on legal team. And they sent it out to everybody, and immediately it showed up on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else. And it says, Sidney Powell, this is a quote, by the way, quote, Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own. She is not a member of the Trump legal team. She is also not a lawyer for the president in his personal capacity. End quote. And that comes from Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, attorney for President Trump and Trump campaign senior legal advisor and attorney for President Trump. So now, after this lengthy press conference last week where they outlined their entire case, you know, Rudy Giuliani called it the opening statement, the opening salvo of these court cases that they were filing this week in an effort to make sure that all this voter fraud that they believe is running rampant is corrected and that Donald Trump remains president for four more years. They had this huge press conference. Sidney Powell got up and talked for like half the time about Dominion software, about the vote being switched, about Venezuela, about all these things. And that was a big tenet, a big cornerstone of what was happening. Well, over the weekend, she made an appearance on Newsmax, which is now, by the way, I just found out this morning, the fourth largest cable news channel. And very exciting, because I don't know if it has anything to do with our show, 5:30 on Saturdays, but I like to think that that is a large portion of its popularity. Anyway, so Sidney Powell was on Newsmax, and they asked her, they said, look, what is happening? What is happening with this vote now in these Dominion machines, and what's happening in Georgia? Is that a place where you see there was some kind of corruption or something going on behind the scenes? And here's what Sidney Powell said on Newsmax Saturday.
Well, I can't say that yet.
Oh, wait, hold on. That's the wrong clip. Here is what she said about Georgia on Saturday on Newsmax.
Georgia's probably going to be the first state I'm going to blow up, and Mr. Kemp and the Secretary of State need to go with it, because they're in on the Dominion scam with their last-minute purchase or award of a contract to Dominion of $100 million. The State Bureau of Investigation for Georgia ought to be looking into the financial benefits received by Mr. Kemp and the Secretary of State. Family about that time.
All right, so now she's saying, look, we have to investigate Georgia. We have to see what's going on in Georgia. There's Dominion voting machines in Georgia. And why are the Dominion voting machines in Georgia? And what do Governor Kemp and the Secretary of State and everybody else have to do with these Dominion voting machines popping up in Georgia? Also, Governor Kemp just certified the results for Biden after the recount, which a lot of people thought wasn't really a fair recount anyway. So that was one of the big questions. And now she's saying, we're going to blow up Georgia, which is and has always been thought of as a Republican stronghold, Republican senator, friend of Donald Trump, typically a red state until this year. What's going on there? And Sidney Powell thinks there's some shenanigans going on. So she's going to file a suit. And this is what she said about the lawsuit that she's filing this week.
Well, I can't say that yet, but hopefully this week we will get it ready to file.
Sidney, what's
and it will be biblical.
And it will be biblical. A lawsuit in Georgia of biblical proportions. Now, this happened on Saturday. Now, on Sunday morning, you had Chris Christie, former New Jersey governor, former presidential campaign, former, I think, Weight Watchers client. And he's out on the ABC morning show with George Stephanopoulos, because keep in mind, Chris Christie is paid by ABC as a commentator. He was there election night. He's there to talk about, you know, he's supposed to give the Republican viewpoint of what's going on, although he does a really, 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 really bad job of it. And they asked him about Sidney Powell's comments about this biblical lawsuit in Georgia. And they said specifically, George Stephanopoulos looks at Chris Christie and says, what, you know, is it almost time to just call it quits? Are they not just grasping at straws here? And here's what Chris Christie had to say.
The conduct of the president's legal team has been a national embarrassment.
Sidney Powell accusing Governor Brian Kemp of a crime on television, yet being unwilling to go on TV and defend and lay out the evidence that she supposedly has.
Yeah, and then he goes on to say there's only one reason why she wouldn't do that.
And you must conclude, as Tucker Carlson even concluded the other night, that if you're unwilling to come forward and present the evidence, it must mean the evidence doesn't exist.
If you're unwilling to come forward and present the evidence, it must mean the evidence doesn't exist. That's like saying if a girl doesn't want to kiss me, she must be gay. That's the only reason that happens. No, maybe you are just unattractive. Maybe it's not in her best interest. And then later on that same night, we got this Trump campaign statement about Sidney Powell. Why the Trump campaign statement? A lot of people are asking, what's the dealio with that? Well, I know the answer, and I'll share it with you after this quick break. 855-765-1045. We'll be right back. More. We got some of your phone calls coming up. And why the Trump campaign statement on Sidney Powell after all this stuff going on this weekend and right before this biblical lawsuit. It's on the way. Stay tuned to The Markay Show.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Markay Show.
This is The Markay Show.
Well, I can't say that yet, but hopefully this week we will get it ready to file.
Sidney, what's...
And it will be biblical.
It will be biblical. That's going on. That's going to be on a shirt. It will be, but The Markay Show, it will be biblical. 855-765-1045. Listen, this whole thing, over the weekend, what happened was Sidney Powell went on Newsmax and said that. And then Chris Christie went on ABC and said, this is an embarrassment and ridiculous, and she can't be, you know, spreading these accusations about the governor of Georgia without any proof. And then the Trump team released a statement on Sidney Powell and how she's practicing law on her own and not a member of Donald Trump's personal legal team or the campaign legal team, which speculated, I mean, it just exploded speculation all over the place. The people saying she was fired, she was this. I'll tell you why the statement came out, because I have a pretty solid idea. But first, speaking of Newsmax, yeah. Drew's on the line in North Carolina. Hi, Drew. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How you been?
I'm doing great, man.
I heard that you had the Newsmax show.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. I listen to you all the time. I didn't even know this.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, wait a minute. Something's not happening. We're not promoting this correctly. So I go into the Newsmax app, and I'm like, since August? I'm like, there's videos since August? I started binge-watching the Markay Show. I was like, I'm going to binge-watch the Markay Show.
Dude, I appreciate it. What'd you think?
It's really good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. No, listen.
They should fill you in more, though. They should fill you in more, like, during the week, because I try to get my dad to watch Newsmax, and he's like, it's good. It gets kind of boring, and I'm like, okay, they need Mark, during, the week.
Well, Drew, listen,
to break up the monotony.
To break up the monotony of all that real hardcore news. No, I appreciate that. We weren't actually on the app until about a week or two ago, and a lot of people are finding us because of the explosion. Ever since Fox News post-election started going more to the left, and ever since, you know, even their opinion makers like Tucker Carlson started attacking Donald Trump and some of his, you know, subordinates and campaign staffers, a lot of people have been looking out for alternative news sources, and Newsmax has really, really exploded. In fact, after my show, I want to brag. I don't want to talk about, this is not for us to promote the Newsmax show, but something happened on Saturday after the Newsmax show, and I got really excited about it. I got tagged in a tweet. It was from Juanita Broderick. And Juanita Broderick wrote, just found and watched your show for the first time. I now have it on auto record. Loved it. And then someone wrote to her and said, wait, what show, Juanita? And she wrote, The Markay Show on Newsmax, Saturdays, 4:30 p.m. Central, which is right. It's 5:30 Eastern and then 3:30 if you're in Pacific time. But I was like, whoa. So I'm sitting there. I go, wow, Juanita Broderick just said she liked my show on Newsmax and put it on auto record. And my kids, who are 14 and 13 or 14 and 12, said, oh, wow, Daddy, who's Juanita Broderick? And then I had to explain to them that Juanita Broderick was the woman that former President Bill Clinton allegedly raped when he was attorney general of the state of Arkansas, which was an awkward conversation to have with your teenagers. But, you know, I mean, they asked, so I had to tell them. That's what it was. And then I wrote her back, and she was very lovely very lovely lady. But I was I actually put that whole thing on my Instagram if you want to go check it out. So Juanita Broderick has us on auto record, and Drew in North Carolina likes it. And like, there's an app, there's a website you can go watch. You can go binge watch all the past Marquez shows if you want. 855-765-1045. This is Patricia in Orange Park. How you doing, Patricia? Thanks so much for calling the Marquez Show.
Hi, darling. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Patricia. What's going on?
All right. So listen, I have two comments.
Okay.
The first thing I want to say is when the president put out that tweet about the attorneys and the representatives in it, I didn't get the impression that she was an attorney because she talked a lot about the Patriots. That's number one. I felt she was a representative for the American people, the Patriots. Then when she went on the news conference, I thought she was there as a representative because I knew that she was the attorney for General Flynn, which makes it a conflict of interest.
Right.
So she had to tread very carefully. And when you notice when she said we, and that she was doing it for us, the Patriots, and we deserve to know, and things of that nature. So I never felt that she was an attorney. I felt that she was a representative for we the people.
Patricia.
That's what I got from it.
Yeah, Patricia, first of all, I love your Orange Park accent.
Oh, thank you. I'm from Brooklyn.
Yeah, no, I figured. Okay, right. That's what I figured. No, listen, you're right about that. Sidney Powell, and she wrote this morning, she said, look, I've never been an attorney for President Trump. I've never been an attorney for the campaign. She said, this statement is 100% accurate. I agree with this statement. In fact, I've never sent an invoice to President Trump. I've never invoiced the campaign. I've never accepted a retainer. And anyone who's ever needed a lawyer knows if you don't give the lawyer a retainer, they don't represent you. And anything you say to them can and will be used against you in a court of law. And yes, I speak from experience. So here's the deal. She's never, ever been an attorney for the president's team. She is an attorney for, as you pointed out, the president's cause, which is the cause of the American people. Is there election fraud going on? Is there widespread fraud going on? Is there a software out there that is being used to manipulate our votes? So if I vote for one person, they get 3/4 of a vote, and their opponent gets 1 1/4 votes, and in the end, they get 35,000 more votes than anybody else nationwide. Is this being used in my district or my state or my country even? Any of those things should really bother and concern all of us. And she said multiple times, I'm releasing the Kraken, and I'm doing it to save the Republic, to save the country. So why after Chris Christie goes on and says that this is an embarrassment, why after Chris Christie goes on and says something ridiculous, what was it he said about if you don't show it, it doesn't exist?
And you must conclude, as Tucker Carlson even concluded the other night, that if you're unwilling to come forward and present the evidence, it must mean the evidence doesn't exist.
Yes, because the news media and the Democrats, they demand evidence. And listen, if you can't show us evidence, it must not exist. Said everybody who doesn't believe in God. Said everybody who goes to church and says, this is just a bunch of BS. Said everybody who fought Donald Trump on Ukrainian and Russian collusion for 3 years. Where was the evidence of that? Clearly, to this day, Adam Schiff is blaming the Russians for every single bad thing that has happened to the Democratic Party in the last 4 years, including the election of Donald Trump. Yet there's not an ounce of proof. They're not an ounce. Listen, if it happened, where's the proof? Ain't none. But in the Democrats' minds, it doesn't mean that it didn't happen. However, with the Republicans, it's a different story. Just because she's not showing you the proof, of which she has a lot. It's coming in like a fire hose. She's putting it in the briefs. Why is she not going on the news and showing us the proof? Couple reasons. First of all, she doesn't trust you people. You can't trust the media as far as you can throw them. Second of all, why would she? The media can't help her case. The media can only ridicule and belittle. The media is not going to help her. There is no more. The court of public opinion doesn't exist anymore because the media doesn't give the public the facts and let them draw their own conclusions. The court of public opinion was slammed shut when Donald Trump started running for office. It used to be that the media would say, hey, here's the facts as Sidney Powell sees them. Here's the facts as Joe Biden's team sees them. You decide. Nowadays, they don't do that. The media comes out and says, here's the facts as Sidney Powell presents them. Here's why she is a crazy, lunatic, conservative, racist, obsessed, homophobic, xenophobic, ridiculous person who's unhinged and clearly just wants to suppress your rights and disenfranchise the voters of the United States of America. That's what they say. There's no more court of public opinion. The media reports to you what they want you to hear and then tells you how you should feel about it. And that's another reason why Sidney Powell isn't presenting her evidence. But here's the big question. Why the Trump campaign statement? Why would they say openly and publicly Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own? She is not a member of the Trump legal team. She is not a lawyer for the president in his personal capacity. Why do that? The answer is so simple. Because what's going on with this voter fraud? What's going on with these Dominion machines? What she's uncovering, in my humble opinion, isn't just something that has benefited the Democrats. Sure, it's benefited a lot of Democrats, Joe Biden the most notable. But it's probably most likely the kind of thing that if you really want to cut to the quick, if you want to dig into the core, if you want to remove this tumor of voter fraud and this ability, this software program that can just basically fix an election with a couple of points and clicks of a mouse, if you really want to dig that cancer in and pull it out, you're not only going to damage some of the Democrat soft tissue inside, you're going to probably damage some of the Republican soft tissue inside. And that's why the president and his attorneys and the presidential campaign and the Republican Party have to remind everyone, Sidney Powell is not our attorney. Because if some of you Republicans, like Kemp, like the Secretary of State, like God knows who else is using the software, but if some of you Republicans go down in a ball of flames because Sidney Powell has uncovered one of the biggest thefts in American history, it's not our fault. She's not our lawyer. Doesn't mean they don't support her. Doesn't mean they're going to help her. Doesn't mean they don't want her to go forward. It just means when she starts taking people down, the leader of the GOP can't be one of the people fitting the bill. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. We got to take another quick break. Stay tuned. More of the Markay Show coming up after this. This is the Markay Show. My name's Markay. 855-765-1045 is our number. By the way, not this Thursday, because this Thursday is Thanksgiving, but the following Thursday is the Hold'em Celebrity Poker Tournament. What's so funny?
The way you committed to those ho-hos.
Yeah, you got to commit to it. You got to, like, because you can say the ho-ho Hold'em, but it's the Hold'em Celebrity Poker Tournament.
Yeah, holds up.
I watched the Christmas Story this weekend, and that's how it's like, you'll shoot your eye out, kid. Ho-ho-ho. Anyway, when we've got celebrities galore, we've got Josh Scobie, former Jacksonville Jaguar, back when they were good. We've got, Amy West Travel. She's a travel blogger and author. She wrote the 100 Things in Jacksonville to Do Before You Die. We've got me, Hannah, and Josh, also very celebratory.
Yep.
You know, we've got a bunch of other, Allie McDeal from the Best Bet Poker Show will be joining us. So it's a lot of fun. We've got prizes galore. The grand prize winner gets $1,000 cash. So if you're waiting on your stimulus from Nancy Pelosi, forget about it. We got your stimulus at Best Bet next weekend, or next Thursday, rather. And all the money goes to K's Kids, which is our charity. We take the money and we buy gifts for kids who have been fighting and battling terminal illnesses, who've just had like a crap. You think you've had a crappy year? These kids have had the worst. And stuff that, you know, that you may not think it's like a big dream, but it's a big dream to these kids, and they don't have the money to pay for. Like one girl, she had cancer in her hip. She had to get two hip replacements. And we asked her, you know, if you could have anything for Christmas, what would you want? She said, a new bed, because I have a twin bed and I can't get in and out of it. And because of your donations and because people came out and supported the Ho-Ho Hold'em Celebrity Poker Tournament, we were able to buy her like a queen size bed. But the kind of queen size bed where you hit the button and it lifts you up and moves you around and she could get in and out of it, and it's got memory foam, and we got our like 3,000 count Egyptian sheets. And now she's like, oh my God, I sleep well. I wake up comfortably. I can get in and out of bed. It's amazing. Sure. A lot of kids just want like Xboxes and PlayStations, and we can do that too. But some of these gifts, they're just going to, you know, they break your heart. And the fact that you guys allow us to make these kids' dreams come true is just amazing. And we get to play poker and drink at the same time. So it's a win-win-win. Yeah. Open bar. There's food. We've got prize packs. By the way, Jeannie, She sent a YouTube super chat, and she said, every time you say K's Kids, all I can think is, hey, Mr. K, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Make our dreams come true. Which is, which warms my heart, because that's thank you. Anytime you can compare me to Michael Scott, I'm a...
That's the single most awkward moment in television.
Hey,
I can't even watch that episode anymore.
You can't?
It's too much.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. But the batteries... Yeah.
Well, listen, we're not sending anyone to college yet, although we may if we get enough people signed up for the poker tournament. Now, again, with limited capacity this year, because we have, because of COVID restrictions, Best Bet, they have some things that they need to, stick by. So we're limited to a total of 50 people. And we've sold so many tickets. We have four single tickets remaining and three full tables. So if you're a company or you have a lot of friends or you're just a rich person, you want to buy a full table, invite a bunch of, folks in, that's great. If you have like six or seven friends, get them all together. Everyone can kick in $200. You all get, to enter the tournament. You get to sit at the table together. We'll put a celebrity with you. We'll shower you with gifts and open bar. It's going to be awesome. Or if you just want to come play on your own, like I said, we have four single tickets remaining. Go to kayeskids.com, KAYESKIDS.com, and you can find all the information there. But hurry, because it's a week and a half away, and it's going to these are going to go fast. Hey, Mr. K, what you going to do? What you going to do? Make our dreams. And then Erin gets really into it, too, and she starts rapping along with the kids. It's great. They all get laptop batteries. I mean, what more? Spoiler alert, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the best batteries.
They didn't go to college, but they got laptop batteries. 855-765-1045. Erin, Susie, Crystal, Ben, Stacy, David, everybody, hang tight. We're going to get, and a lot of people want to talk about the Sidney Powell thing and what's going on with this biblical lawsuit, plus some other stuff in the news. We're going to get to everybody here in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. Stay right here. It's the Mark Kay Show. We'll be right back.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kay Show.
This is the Mark Kay Show.
Okay. I've been listening to you for a long time, and we've been on this positive Trump, Trump, Trump. Now that it is corruption and all that, it's like, well, we can't find no evidence, so, oh, well. Now it sounds like you're talking bad about Trump. What's going on with this? Are you all corrupt?
What are you talking? I'm not. What show is he listening to? The corruption is not with Donald Trump. The corruption is with the people perpetrating a fraud against the United States of America in its elections. And it's I assure you, if Donald Trump were the one that were fixing an election, he would fix it in his favor. If Donald Trump weren't fixing an election, the other side would clearly win. And we've never you must be confused. Go back and listen to some of our archive shows on YouTube or on Facebook or on Twitch or on Periscope or wherever we archive them. Or if you're more of a podcast person, you know what you do? Just download our podcast. You can do that. On iTunes or Google Play or whatever you want. And if you want to leave us an open mic message, you can do so in our mobile app.
This is Zach from New York, soon to be in Jacksonville. I have to say thank you, Mark Kay, for telling the people the truth and not brainwashing us. Amen.
Oh, okay. So there he goes. That's kind of more our speed. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Stacy in Gibson, Illinois. Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Oh, good, Stacy. Oh, doing great. What'd you want to say?
I just wanted to say I love your show. I watch you constantly, and I also am rocking the Mark Kay pink hoodie. I'm a huge, huge supporter.
Listen, first of all, thanks so much, Stacey. How is the Mark Kay Show pink hoodie? Is it as comfy as it looks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. All right.
And I got it to where it's really big on me because I love to snuggle.
Oh, yeah.
And so it keeps me nice and warm. And,
well, that's all we wanted. That's all. And in Illinois, I guess it gets pretty cold. So we're glad that you're enjoying your snuggie. It's more like probably not a snuggie, your snuggly hoodie, which I guess is basically what a snuggie is anyway. Stacey, what else did you want to say? What did you want to say about Sidney Powell today?
Oh, Sidney Powell, I just wanted to say you are absolutely right. She does not want to affiliate with the president because a lot of these states are Republican, and so that would be really bad for her in court-wise. And she needs to distance herself to make sure that she gets all her ducks in a row, her T's crossed, her I's dotted, because she's on the prowl. And she is going to hit it hard.
Not to use another poker reference, but I will. When you go all in, you can't be bluffing. You have to know that you have pretty strong cards in your hand, and she's gone all in on this. And she knows that, the evidence when it comes forward, it looks like it's going to take down a lot of people, not just Democrats. Sure, a bunch of Democrats have probably used the system. She's even talked about how Hillary Clinton used it to disenfranchise Bernie Sanders voters in the last election, which is another reason. I mean, think about this. The Democrats already are fearful of what this could mean to Joe Biden's election. They're fearful that if this is the case, there could be elections that will be overturned, including the presidential election this year. But what if all of those crazy Bernie bros realize, or she puts forth evidence that shows not only did Bernie Sanders get more votes than he did, but potentially Hillary Clinton used it against someone in her own party to get enough delegates or superdelegates in her case to seal up the nomination, that Bernie Sanders never, ever had a chance. What if Bernie Sanders found out about it and that was the reason they had to pay him off with a great big house? So he would jump aboard, the Hillary bus or whatever, at least come back to the fold for Joe Biden. What if this is the reason Joe Biden killed it in South Carolina? We probably need to go back and investigate every single landslide victory that is unexplainable. And this victory of Joe Biden over Donald Trump is 100% unexplainable. When you look at the multitude of votes, the 12 million more votes Donald Trump got this time around than last time. When you look at all of the new voters that are coming into the fold, when you look at the states that he won, the bellwether counties, and when you look at how all of the mail-in ballots miraculously overnight changed those red states in the Midwest, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, just miraculously changed them overnight. Overnight, with all of these weird things that happened, the stopping of the voting, the truck showing up at 4:30, the major spikes in Joe Biden, mathematical, projections, the way that all of this went down, the fact that these Republican, election operatives were not allowed to watch, the poll watchers weren't even allowed in, they were barricaded out, they taped up the windows, and the fact that you had two Republicans in Wisconsin say we don't actually, or I'm sorry, in Michigan say we don't want to certify these results. And guess what? They were bullied and harassed and called racist until they were forced, by threats of physical violence, to change their vote and certify the results in Wayne County. And now they're trying to rescind it because the bargain they made isn't being upheld by the Democratic Party. When you look at all of this, this is probably the most questionable election in history. And Sidney Powell's going to look into it. But to really do her job, to really do her duty, to really do what she says she's going to do, to take down this company, to prove that these machines have been used to alter elections one way or another, she's going to have to probably take a couple shots and bring down some Republicans too. And the president of the United States is the leader of the Republican Party. He can't employ somebody who's made it her life work to do that. He can work with her. His team can file lawsuits with her, support her lawsuits. They can work in tandem trying to prove the exact same thing, but they can't be on the same payroll because it looks bad if the leader of the Republican Party is trying to take down other prominent Republicans in positions of power in various states around the country. It just doesn't look good. So Sidney Powell, who has always been an independent attorney, continues to be an independent attorney and is working diligently to save the United States of America. And that's what it all comes down to. 855-765-1045. Thanks so much for the call, though. We really appreciate it, Stacey. And thanks for getting that pink Mark K. Show hoodie. Get the extra big one so it's super snuggly. This is David in St. Augustine. Hi, David. How are you?
Hey, Mark, good to talk with you.
Oh, great talking with you, David.
I just had a very simple thing that Mr. Trump could do.
Okay.
Go on national TV, say that he just signed an executive order that anyone found guilty of tampering with the election, postal worker, poll workers, will get a minimum 15-year federal sentence. and then say, but if you call in, sign a sworn affidavit, we will give you immunity because we want the head honchos that actually told you to do this.
That's
and
right.
I bet you the phone would be ringing off the hook.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with that is you could debate the actual veracity of that. Listen, here's the thing. The police do that all the time. We all watch the cop shows. We've seen Dateline. They go in there and say, look. Look, mister, we're going to lock you up for good. We're going to throw away the key. We got enough evidence to put you in jail for eternity. You won't be coming out until the second coming of Jesus Christ. You got me? Unless, of course, you start talking. And then maybe we'll talk to the attorney. Then maybe we'll talk to the state's attorney. Maybe we can cut you a deal. Maybe we can get you a witness protection. No promises, but we could definitely knock down your sentence from first-degree homicide to 29th degree manslaughter, whatever. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. But that's basically what you're suggesting. I don't know that you could do that. Also, I think there's enough people coming forward with these tales of vote tampering and fraud and evidence and all that kind of stuff that, I mean, Sidney Powell said herself, it's like a fire hose is spraying her down with all this evidence. She just has to get enough of it together to put it out there. The other question you have to ask yourself for these people that are debating whether or not, that for Chris Christie, who's saying this is a ridiculous statement, this is an embarrassment, we need to move on. The other thing you have to ask yourself is why would someone like Sidney Powell, prominent attorney, well-respected attorney, powerful cases, someone who's shown nothing but exemplary attorney, ing, in her entire life. She's been lawyering for a long time and she's been great at it. A lot of people think, she's the kind of woman you would need. And if she takes your case, she definitely can prove your innocence. Why would somebody like that do this if they couldn't do what they were saying or prove the evidence that they have is legitimate? Why would she do that? For fame? She doesn't need fame. She already had fame. She already sold a book. She's already been in a part of high-profile cases, and I'm sure there's other high-profile cases that she could attest to. Why would she put everything on the line for something that's a bluff, for something that's bogus, for something that is a pipe dream or a conspiracy theory? The answer is you wouldn't. And she didn't. And now we just all kind of have to wait with bated breath for the legal process to unfold and for us to see exactly what's going to happen and to whom it's going to happen. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark Kay Show's coming up. Stay tuned.
Hey, Mark Kay, I'm going to be bored this week without you on the air. What's going on with that, turkey? Gobble, gobble, gobble. Happy Thanksgiving.
Sorry, it sucks that we all have to take time off, but, we did use it or lose it, they tell me. And I go, well, I guess I'll, plus the kids are off from school, that kind of thing. And I figure, here's the thing about what we do. We used to be forced to work on vacations because they figured, you can reach a whole new audience. And I go, there's no audience on Thanksgiving. Nobody's listening to me on Thanksgiving. Anyway, so we had a big argument. But if you guys are off this Thanksgiving, take the time. Think about your family. Don't worry about the news too much. Try to remember that you have. Try to remember, yes, there's a lot going on. Yes, there's a lot we should be concerned about. Just know that people are working diligently in the background to protect you, to protect your family, to protect your rights, to protect the United States of America. The president is very, very engaged in this battle, no matter what the media tells you. And remember, don't ever believe what the media tells you, because odds are they're lying. But on Thanksgiving and the day before, the day after, just, put it all aside for a couple days and remember your family. Remember what's exciting to you and important to you and really what makes you feel blessed and makes you feel happy to be an American living here in the United States of America and why this is still and always will be the greatest country in the world. And the reason is, of course, because there's people like you who will fight for it. 855-765-1045. Susie's in Middleburg. Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm doing real good today, Mark. How about yourself?
Doing great, Susie. Now, last week we didn't hear from you till Thursday, and this week you're calling us on Monday.
Well, I realize it's not whatever you want Wednesday.
Yeah.
Couldn't get through Wednesday of last week.
Yeah.
But today I wanted to call and wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And to remind everybody that every day is Trump Day. Yeah.
Susie, I would love to go to Susie's house for Thanksgiving. I imagine she comes out with the turkey and sets it down on the table and says, "Dear Lord, thank you so much for our blessings. Thank you so much for family and friends. We appreciate all of the wonderful things you've given to us, and we praise and pray in your name. Amen." Also, it's Trump Day! I just imagine that would be. That would be the best. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Ben in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hi, Ben. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, doing great, Ben. Thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. What's going on, man? What do you want to say?
Well, I just wanted to talk about something that I don't think is addressed clearly enough.
Mm.
You know, it's like the whole unemployment thing that's going on. Outside of the businesses, you have the people, of course, the workers. Me personally, I'm a bartender and a chef.
Okay.
Now, let me preface this with the fact that I am a conservative, so very little government interference I'm happy with. However, in these kinds of times right now, where you have Pelosi and Schumer, and I'm going to blame both of them for holding the entire country hostage,
yeah.
Basically. We had what? You had the Republicans came from $500 billion to like what? $1.9 trillion or something like that? They went up.
Sure.
And you had Pelosi went from like the 3.4 insanity she wants all the way down to 2.2. I just figure meet in the middle, say $2 trillion, call it a day, and help the other people, because what they're not realizing is, I read somewhere they're going to backdate it, you know, make it retroactive to like September 6th or something like that, right? But what about all the people like me that are on that extended benefits? You know what I mean? Like being a bartender and chef, nobody's hiring right now because of fear of lockdowns.
Yeah.
Why hire more people if you just have to let them go? So what about all of us that are on that? And what if our benefits expire by the time, say, if Biden does end up winning, which we really hope he doesn't, you know, what if our benefits expire by then? And they come out with a deal then? Then are all of us going to get paid retroactively on the 6th?
Yeah.
Or are we just all out of luck?
Ben, that's a great question. Let me ask you this. In Corpus Christi, what's your current lockdown situation when it comes to restaurants and bars?
In Corpus Christi, to be honest, I throw about 20, 25 resumes out a week.
Yeah.
I've been to some. There's a place down the road from me.
But, I mean, what's your – is it full capacity? Is it half capacity? What is the restriction?
No, it's nowhere near foot. No, I think it's like – I want to say – I think we're still phase one, 1.5, something like that. So I think it's like maybe somewhere between 25% and 50% capacity.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's the real issue there. It's where your capacity is, and you know, and I tell you, it being where you are, where there's 25% or 50% capacity, what really sucks is that you're probably in the best position you can be in. You're in one of the states where there are open restaurants. I mean, here at Disney World, they just upped it to 35% capacity from 25. And you know, and they've had to lay off a ton of workers. So, I mean, yeah, the stimulus checks would be great. The problem is that Nancy Pelosi has always used the stimulus checks and money as a weapon against Donald Trump. And now I believe that since she believes Donald Trump is no longer the president, I believe she's using it as a weapon against the Republicans. Because again, they don't care about you, the American people. They only care about what power they can wield. And right now, money is the only power that they have. 855-765-1045. We have to take another quick break. I know that's a short answer, but we'll get into more of that here in just a minute. Plus more of your phone calls. Stay tuned to the Markay Show.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show.
Jacksonville, every time I wake up now, every day, I see a new shooting. Every day, we're turning into Chicago. Would you get it the frick together? I'm over it. Quit killing people.
Actually, Chicago's turning into us because we had Nick Foles, and then they got him. And first we injured Nick Foles, and now they've injured. It doesn't matter. 855-765-1044. There have been a lot of shootings. I will say, there does seem that there's a lot of shootings. A lot of shootings in Jacksonville. 855-765-1045, which, you know, makes sense because you can't get ammo anywhere. So somebody's using it. Let's get back to the phones real quick here. This is Crystal in Texas. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
Oh, good. What do you want to say, Crystal?
I'm taking you off the topic today only because I spent, I don't know, a long time yesterday trying to do some figuring out what Ukraine is talking about.
What the Ukraine is talking about, yeah.
Yes, there is a video on Facebook that is giving all the information about the Ukraine and their investigation, and they actually have phone conversations between Petro and Joe Biden And Joe Biden refers to President Trump on November 16, 2016, as a dog chasing a car.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a lion dog faced pony soldier.
You're a lion dog faced pony soldier.
Nope, he actually calls him a dog chasing a car. And he suggests that President Trump caught the car.
Hmm. I've heard a little bit about, I'll be honest with you, I haven't heard the recording, but I have heard people people talking about it. And that's something that, you know, and there is a lot of stuff going on around the world. But here's the thing. With all of these lawsuits, of course, and with all of the information coming out about what Joe Biden may or may not have done in the, in the Ukraine, with all the information coming out about whether or not he is actually the president, with all the information coming out about whether or not this whole thing was rigged or and was the biggest fraud perpetrated in history, all of the information gets buried because the media doesn't want you to know about it. So what do they talk about? They talk about COVID-19. They talk about the restrictions. They talk about how the president is ignoring meetings and whatnot and this, that, and the other. And they ignore the stuff that you actually want. And Crystal, that's why a lot of people are spending more time on alternative sources like Facebook or Parler or Rumble or all these other places. Gab is another popular one that are popping up. And that's, and, you know, the other thing is that, Facebook and Twitter, they keep censoring this information too, which is why a lot of people don't know about it. But I'll look into that. I'd love to hear it. Hey, thanks so much. You can DM it to me if you want to. And we'll take a listen. 855-765-1045. Speaking of Facebook, James is in Georgia. Hi, James. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, doing great, James. What do you want to say?
Well, this is, like, for me, a small win, and it's something to look into. Joe Biden's Facebook page once was labeled as president-elect, but if you go on his page now, it has been changed, and it just says politician.
Yeah.
And there's a video of a liberal woman, and she is so upset that his page no longer says president-elect.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like it's a foreshadowing of these lawsuits. It's almost like Facebook is like, oh, let's protect ourselves, you know? And it may not mean anything at all, but it's just for me as a huge Trump supporter, just a small win that just makes me feel good, you know?
I'll tell you what, you take anything these days that makes you feel good. I did hear that. I heard it happen on Twitter, too, but his Twitter still says president-elect. But, hey, I mean, look, Facebook, they seem to know everything that we don't know before we know it. So maybe they do know something that we don't know. But, yes, if you go to Joe Biden's Facebook page, it does not say president-elect. It just says politician. Now, I don't know that it ever did say president-elect, but I'm going to take your word for it. And if there's a crying, screaming liberal woman on TikTok or on the Internet, then clearly it must have at some point been changed to president-elect. 855-765-1045. Tom is in Jacksonville. Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Oh, doing great, Tom. What's up, man? What'd you want to say?
Well, I'll tell you, man, this is very, very interesting, as I'm sure you fully realize. Mm. But when I first heard Tucker mention that, that he's so demanding, he's got to get Sidney to get all the evidence, I'm thinking, wait a minute. He's an intelligent guy. Could he be so stupid that he doesn't realize that a competent attorney is not going to give away their game publicly so the defense can, shred him?
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, well, are people like him really showing their own hand, man? I mean, who is he? I mean, is he a show? Is he for real? I mean, he can't be that stupid. So is he revealing himself that he's really not on the side he says he is? I mean, this whole game is looking crazy, man, from top to bottom. I mean, I don't trust any. It looks to me like the fake Fox dialectic is working here. You know, you got two sides that are trying to be supposedly fair and balanced, but they're just working both ends or something, man. It's so obvious. And you know what? I think you need, if you're an honest guy, which you sound like a good guy, you're gonna have to look for a new job and start working for Newsmax because you're working for crooks, man. You're working for the wrong side. These people that at the top, they are crapping on the public, and CNN is through, MSN is through. They've already revealed themselves, their history, and everything's like you said. It's all going to alternate media, and they've done this so we can thank them for lying. People are not stupid anymore.
Right.
People, this whole thing is woken everybody up. And so all their money and their garbage, they're finished. They're history. Get Steve Pachinik on there. Get Dr. Steve Pachinik, and he will show you, man. He'll put the whole thing out for you. This is a slow burn thing going on.
All right, Tom. Hey, Tom, we appreciate your passion, and we appreciate your comment. First of all, I would like to point out, I don't work for Fox. I work for Cox Media Broadcast. I work for Cox Media Group. I think it's CMG. We'll just go with that. But I'm not affiliated with Fox at all. I do also have a show on Newsmax at 5:30 on Saturday, which you might want to check out. And you don't even have to wait till Saturday. You can live stream it at Newsmax.tv or on their mobile app at any time. But look, Tucker Carlson is a journalist, and he's going to want to do what all journalists do, and that is get as many people to watch his show as possible. And if he can have Sidney Powell on, you know, laying out her case with a bunch of documentation, that's great for him. That's great for ratings. He's already the most watched cable TV news broadcaster in history. He's already talked about how Fox News is expanding his footprint and how they want more of Tucker, not less. So that's one of the reasons that he would want her on the show. Now, is he being belligerent to her? Is he being rude, as she's claimed? I don't know. I haven't heard those things. But the fact of the matter is, all media has kind of changed. They feel like they are the place to go first. And, you know, in a long time ago, and we talked a little bit about this earlier, what they did in the old days was they would present evidence and let people make up their own choice. You know, you used to have something, and we called it the court of public opinion. And it was very important for people to get out there because the court of public opinion was very powerful. The problem with the court of public opinion is it's very difficult to find an honest place to lay out your evidence. You know, you used to call up ABC, NBC, or CBS. You'd say 60 Minutes. You'd say, "Hey, my client would like to come on and talk about their case and explain to the American people why they're right or why someone else is wrong." And you know, we need an hour to do that. And so they would go on TV or they would go to the newspaper. They would tell their story, and then people would be able to make up their own minds. Now you can't do that anymore, because what happens is the media will let you lay out your case, but then they will tell people what to think, not let people think for themselves. And that's why people like Sidney Powell, who have these important documents, have these important witnesses, have these important affidavits, have all this information that could potentially change the course of the American narrative and protect our Constitution, they're opting out of media. Because they don't trust it. They don't need. They know the court of public opinion is not going to be. They know they're not going to get a fair trial there. So they're waiting, and they're just going to go to court. Because Sidney Powell's a lawyer. She's not a celebrity. She doesn't want to be a celebrity. She wants to be a lawyer. She wants to save the United States of America. And the way she does that is by filing court cases and going out and winning her case in a court of law. Not on Tucker Carlson's show. Not on Fox. Not on Cox. Not anywhere. 855-765-1045. Not in a box, not on a train, not in the rain. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I am. Quick break. Oh, we're going to do a little mail time today. Josh reminded me, you have some mail, and since we're not going to be here today, tomorrow, we should probably do it today. So we'll do that here in just a minute. Stay tuned. More of the Markay Show coming up. Okay, 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. All right, so since this is our last day broadcasting this week because we have a forced PTO for Thanksgiving. And look, don't think that you're not going to hear from it. We'll still be posting videos every single day on Facebook. We'll be posting videos all the time on our Instagram. We'll be posting videos on Twitch and wherever else, YouTube, if you watch us on YouTube. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, we'll be tweeting. I'll be tweeting the whole time. I'll be tweeting while I'm eating. I'll be tweeting everything. But so you can follow us on any social media application that you prefer. And we will get you some information real quick before we get out of here, though, because we have these packages and we don't trust people around here in the office. We're going to open them today. we're going to do mail time a little early. Which is
how about that?
You already know what time it is. It's the Mark Kay Show mail time. Now, wait no further. It's your host, Mark Kay.
Yeah, it is. And I opened the first one. Actually, I didn't even know. I forgot that we weren't on the air. But this is from Bella. And it's just a little thank you note. She's one of our Kay's kids that we hooked up with a trip to Universal in July for Christmas in July. And she just wrote, "Dear Mark Kay, thank you so much for letting me be part of the Christmas in July. I'm so extremely thankful for the kindness and super excited for my trip to Universal. I am more than honored to be part of Kay's Kids. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you." And this is this is what we do with the money. For those of you that are like, "Hey, what do you do with all this money for Kay's Kids?" That's what we do. We send people like Bella to Universal. All right. We have a couple packages here. One really big one from Chewy, which I don't know if it's actually from Chewy. Like, is it dog food or?
It could be a dog. Are there air holes?
Could be a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Like in Christmas Vacation when the. No, it's not moving anyway. And then this other package I was going to open, but then Josh pointed out it's not actually addressed to me.
Yeah.
It's addressed to Hannah Guile.
Is she here yet?
She's not here today.
I think she's supposed to be here soon.
I was going to, you know what I was going to do? I was going to accidentally open it and then just say, oh my God, I totally forgot. Like, you know, just take the knife and just kind of go
whoops.
Like that. Oh, oops. You have accidentally opened it. Well, let's see. Oh, there's a little note.
It says, Mark, I know you couldn't wait.
Hannah, I enclosed my business card, but my website is not up yet. I'm just on. Oh, this is. Oh, somebody created something custom for her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoops, twice.
Oh, I wonder what.
The box fell.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. This is fantastic. Look at this. It's like a great big giant mug type thing. It says, yes, I'm a Trump girl. Get over it. Which I think is a direct quote from Hannah.
Is it?
Yeah. It says, Hannah on here, women for Trump. Trump 2020, make liberals cry again. Adorable, deplorable. This is fantastic.
That's definitely meant for Hannah.
It really is. Yeah. Because I am.
That's perfect for
I'm
Hannah.
A deplorable. I don't know how adorable. All right. Well, we should. Here, see if you can wrap that back up.
Yep.
And pretend like we
just
didn't.
Kind of like resinge the envelope.
Just we accidentally opened. That's great. No, thank you so much on behalf of Hannah. All right. This
God's
one.
Tape. It'll be fine.
Is this one actually? This one's actually addressed to me. So
yeah, to Mark K.
We're good. So
not even the show, just for you. I should leave the room.
Yeah, you should get out of here because this is my puppy, not yours. And this is in a Chewy box, but again, I feel like it's just the box.
Yeah, the shipping box.
Yeah, I don't feel like any.
Could be like an Xbox or something.
Yeah, let's see what's in here.
PlayStation 5.
Oh, there's bubbles.
Oh yeah, let's hear it.
I love these. They're not that loud. I can be. That's all right. I can be loud. There's a lot of them. Oh look. It's one of those handy-dandy boxes within a box.
Ah, what a trickster.
Fantastic. Great.
Like the Russian box.
It's just like the Russian nesting dolls of boxes. There's going to be like another box inside and then like finding a diamond ring or something.
A little bottle of vodka.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Mark, we hope you enjoy this. We love your show. Renee, Randy, and Jordan, and Diana Miner. Oh, wow. What is this? Oh, look at this.
It's a box in a box.
It is a Donald talking figure. And when you hit the button,
Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. You know, you're just honest people.
You're just, oh, that's great. Look at that. A Donald Trump doll. That's fit. Well, this is great. Now we'll have something to play with over Thanksgiving break.
Yep.
Which will be, you know what I mean. You know, anyway, listen, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you guys so much for these fantastic gifts. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for watching. Be safe this Thanksgiving. You know, have as many people over as you want. You're all adults. And we'll be back on Monday. See ya.
Bye, all.